You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, host of this program. And on this program, we speak about spirituality, consciousness, and health. And truthfully, all are very much interconnected and interdependent. On today's program, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Nuwani, also known as Dr. Witty, and we're going to be revealing to you the untold truth about the liver. And she has an event coming up this month, January 21st, and we're going to talk about that. But first, I wanted to welcome you, Dr. Nuwani, to Heart of Mind.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Good morning.
So what I would love for us to start with is to tell a little bit about yourself and how you came to focus, perhaps, on the liver. But I'd like for people to have an idea of your overall approach to health.
Absolutely. So I am a holistic health practitioner. I am a scientist by trade. I decided to go into holistic health simply because I was diagnosed with cervical cancer years ago, and I received cryo treatment, and then it came back, and the doctors wanted me to go the alternative route, but simply because I'm a scientist, I knew that addressing the root cause of the problem and working on my liver would have assisted in reversing the condition. And when I did that, the cervical cancer went away without any medication at all. So when I did a lot of research, I made the connection between how the liver itself can restore your health in so many different ways, simply because the liver itself, the liver means to live. And the liver supports every single organ in the body. I tell everyone, if you look at transplants, the most expensive transplant you could get with an organ transplant is the liver. And it is the hardest transplant and match out there. And just by having this piece of information, this speaks volume itself, that the liver is the key to life. And without a healthy liver, it is very difficult to resume a normal and healthy function.
Can you educate us a bit about the liver itself? Now, I understand that the liver is the organ in the body that can totally regenerate itself. Is that true or is that a myth?
Absolutely. God is so wonderful. He created the organ that means, that makes life, that creates the other, that allows the other function, that allow the other organs to function. It's the only organ in the body that can regenerate. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely true. If you remove 70% of the liver in 3 days, the liver pretty much regenerates itself.
That is pretty amazing when you think about it. So can you speak for a moment to really let people understand how the liver is this foundation to life?
Yes, absolutely.
Have so many different conditions, they might not translate, you know, the liver function as the primary focus.
Absolutely. First of all, the liver produces enzymes in the body. It produces thousands and thousands of enzymes. Without enzymes in the human body, we cannot resume metabolic function, meaning that the body cannot break food down itself. With these enzymes, the body is able to break down the food. A lot of people who are suffering from obesity and diabetes and even cancer needs to know this information, and more in depth, I'll cover it in the talk. So we need enzymes to survive. We need enzymes to liquefy the toxins in our body, to clean the body. The liver also provides body essential to the brain. Therefore, a lot of the children who are suffering from ADD, ADHD, work needs to be done on the liver. Also, in cases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson, dementia, there is a liver dysfunction as well. Women who have a lot of hormonal dysfunction, there's a segment in the liver, there's certain things in the liver that has to be repaired. Even sexual dysfunction, again, the root cause of sexual dysfunction, again, it comes from the liver. High blood pressure as well is connected to the liver. It's one of the organs that is responsible for making the blood pressure normal. Heart disease also is linked to the liver. There's a whole list of so many diseases that is linked to the liver because something is wrong with the liver. And I could continue on and on and on with other lists of diseases that is directly linked to the liver. And because the liver has not been the primary focus of care, this is the reason why people continue to be on medications.
And what impact do medications have on the liver?
The liver is the largest filtering organ in the body. And if you keep putting medication in there, eventually it will break down the liver and the liver won't be able to produce the enzymes and the body essentials so that the other organs can function. So it's very, very important that you have a clean liver and a liver that receives all the nutrients that it needs in order to function, and by continuously living off medication, it pretty much makes the liver work harder and it wipes out the enzymes in the body, and then it creates a slew of other disease.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any insight on what impact things like chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and things like that, what impact that might have on the functioning of the liver itself?
Absolutely. The chemotherapy, what it does is it's a lot of heavy metals inside the chemotherapy. So because the liver is making all these body essential and also providing body essentials to the other organs, what the chemotherapy doing is wiping out the enzymes and wiping the body essentials, which causes deficiency in the other organs.
Mm-hmm. So let me
ask
you.
As a result, the immune system becomes weaker. As a result, the immune system becomes weaker. And then now your body is open up to other diseases.
Hmm. So when you were sick, did you have the chemotherapy?
No, I didn't do any chemotherapy at all. What I did was I cleaned my liver and so that my liver can produce enzymes and other body essentials, and I got rid of the HPV. And by doing that, I was able to get rid of the root cause of the problem. And I've been having normal pap smear and everything is fine.
Excellent, excellent. And if a person is in a space where they've already chosen to take a course of chemotherapy, will your recommendations help them potentially recover from whatever damage that might have caused to their liver?
Yes, absolutely.
That's pretty good. So I would like to, it's really important to be able to educate people as a function of this program as well. So I want to go a little bit more into your work as a health practitioner. But before we go there, let me just let people know that you are having an event, The Untold Truth About the Liver, by Dr. Nuani, N-U-A-N-I, and it's Sunday, January 21st of this year, 2018, from 5 till 7 p.m., and it is at the Jamaica Market, the Harvest Room, 9040 160th Street in Jamaica, New York, 11432, and you can get tickets on Eventbrite, but Dr. Nuani, do you want to give a specific email or phone number or web address where people can go and actually register for this event?
Sure. They could just go to www.eventbrite.com, and then they could search The Untold Truth of the Liver, or they could just put my name in there and put New York City, and it should pop up. If they have any questions, they could call me at 470-388. Sorry, my phone, I have multiple phone numbers. 470-363-0288.
And
the
repeat
number,
that again.
Again, they can call me, is at 470-363-0288.
Okay, so we'll give that out again before we finish, but I hope you will take a little time to educate people, because, people will go to the event because you have the detail there and you'll be able to guide them through all of this. But in order to motivate people on how important this is, I would like to go a little bit more into this process of healing and detoxifying the liver. And so for people who have more or less abused their bodies, or maybe came in contact with some kind of infection that impacts the liver and might challenge one's capacity to live, cirrhosis of the liver, whatever it might be. What are the possibilities for reversing that? What kind of commitment will it take? How long might it take?
Well, again, it depends on how long the person has had the condition, and it will take diligence on the person's behalf to reverse the condition by focusing on detoxifying the liver and providing the nourishment that it needs, and then the liver will do what it's supposed to do. It will heal itself, but it requires work on the person's behalf. It not only requires work physically, also the emotion also has to be addressed. With a lot of diseases with the liver and a lot of issues with the liver, we also have to be mindful with our emotions. So even if we do all the physical part, we also have to do the emotional part. And anger is one of the deep-rooted issues that affect the liver. And this is something that people need to know, and people need to understand that if you want to heal your liver, you also have to detoxify anger, those negative emotions from out of the liver. And it requires...
No, go ahead.
So it requires not only the physical part, like, detoxifying, etc., but it also requires an emotional commitment as well, to forgive, to love, to do these things that will not add stress to the liver.
Uh-huh. I could understand that totally. I was just about to comment because I was struck by how powerful that statement is. I'm aware that of how deeply the emotions impact our health, but I'm also looking at what's happening in the world, in the world stage, and how people are being, in many ways, triggered into all of these extreme emotional states, and how that could impact their lives over time if they allow themselves to remain in those states. But also people have issues in their personal lives that might be invoking these states of anger or rage and other kinds of emotions. And so could you talk to us about how you would go about, because you are actually, you work with people. Is that true? You work with people through their process?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what does that look like as you're working with people to move through some of these emotional issues? And then I'd like to hear about how you work with people to move through the actual physical detoxification process, because we're talking about, you know, everybody talks about detoxification, but mostly when people talk about that, they're not focusing on the liver.
Right.
I'd like for you to talk about those two things, how you work with people in that regard.
So when I see a client and I energetically picked up that there's some emotional issues going on, there's special techniques that I teach my client, and there's multiple techniques that I use, but it varies from client to client. So depending on the person's physical condition, depending on the emotional state and what's going on, and also it could also be the emotion can be triggered by spiritual stuff as well. So therefore, it's customized based on the person's conditions, the person's emotional state, and the person's spiritual state. So for me to give you a specific answer, when people come to the talk, I will break it down. One of the most common techniques that I use that everyone can use, that if you become angry, you could just do this technique everywhere, anywhere you go, in the quietness, you know, where there's no one, or even if people is around, you could do this technique. And
okay,
there will
I
be
think
other techniques I will discuss at the talk that people can use to address the spiritual and the emotional, as well as physical detoxification, because there are multiple methods of detoxification when it comes to the liver. And what's important with the liver, when you do a physical detoxification of the liver, it has to involve a phase one and a phase two detoxification so that the toxins do not go right back into the liver. And I'm going to be discussing all of that at the talk.
I understand that you will be discussing it at the talk, but I also want you to consider that this program is for educational purposes as well. And it's been my experience that people are more motivated to get up out of their house and go somewhere if they have a deeper understanding of what you're speaking of. So I would like for you maybe to just pick an anecdotal situation that can give people an example, a more specific example, so that they can really connect with the potential of what you're offering. Some people may come to the talk. Some people may want to call you for a consultation.
Sure.
Some people might want to follow different ways. So the broadest way is to give people information that they can connect with right now.
Okay. So in regards to physical detoxification, one of the main detoxification that I focus on in regards to the liver is detoxification of cholesterol from out of the body. And the reason why the cholesterol has to be detoxified, because cholesterol is responsible for making hormones. And many diseases are hormonal related. So I have different special kits that I use to detoxify the cholesterol out of the system. And after a period of time, I have the patient get their cholesterol checked at their primary physician. So that's one of the main detoxification that I use, and then I incorporate other detoxification methods based upon the person's condition. But the detoxification of the cholesterol is one of the key components of my detoxification method.
And when you're detoxifying the cholesterol, this is a nutritional nutrient or diet or product?
It involves dieting. It also could be involve a homeopathic detoxification because, you know, I use homeopathic products, and it could also involve herbal products as well. And it could be a combination of all three. Diet is okay. Always part of detoxification because even after you clean your liver, you need to maintain it with a proper diet.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend that people go into fasting or intermittent fasting when they're going through a cleansing process such as this?
Fasting is good for a couple of days, and again, it depends on the person's condition. So it's case by case. Some people, you know, it's not recommended that they fast, especially if they're diabetic, because of the blood glucose level. So it depends on the person's health condition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So do you recommend that as you're working with people that they would have some kind of medical diagnosis if they have anything serious that they could bring to you so that they that you would be able to see?
Absolutely. If they bring, I always ask clients to bring in their blood work. If they've done a comprehensive panel with the doctor, meaning that they check the glucose level, they check the iron, and there's a whole list of different things, vitamin D level, I would recommend that they bring in the comprehensive panel. And I always ask every single one of my clients to make sure that they get a lipid panel done, meaning that it's imperative that they get their cholesterol checked regularly. And I have them bring that to me whenever they come for a visit. So those are the two.
That's really good, yeah.
Those are the two tests that I recommend. And another test that I also recommend also is the thyroid. A lot of people have thyroid dysfunction, and they don't even know it. A lot of people have underactive thyroid, which stems from the liver, and they don't even know it. So I always check. I always, you know, recommend that they get their thyroid check as well.
Okay, that's good. See, I didn't realize that there was, should seem obvious that the liver and any hormone-producing organ is going to be connected, but I certainly didn't realize that directly. So can you speak a little bit to the hormonal balance and its connection to the liver overall?
Absolutely. So in order to produce hormones, the body needs good cholesterol. Without good cholesterol, it is impossible for the body to produce hormones. And even if you have good cholesterol and your liver is not functioning properly, it's going to be very difficult for the body to produce hormones. So the foundation of hormones is a proper functioning liver and good cholesterol. So it's important that people eat foods that are not high in fat. And they need to stay away from greasy food. They need to stay away from anything that says hydrolyzed soy. Anything that says hydrolyzed soy is extremely dangerous for the health because it throws off the hormones of the body. And what soy does in men, it increases the estrogen level. And then the estrogen level is causing a lot of men to behave like female. It's causing the men to produce breasts. And in women, it's increasing the estrogen level. And then it's causing more and more women to have breast cancer. So
what kind of products have that?
If you look at the list of products, when people go to the store, you will see it on the label.
So, for instance, it could be in cookies, it could be in milk, it could be in any product.
Yes, it's in a lot of products. Anything that says hydrolyzed, stay away from it. This is why it's important that you cook your food and stay away from soy products, because it's very damaging to the liver. It's not, especially for people of color, the people who can tolerate and have the enzymes to break down soy are Asians. Anyone, if you're not Asian or if you're not of Asian descent, it is not good for your liver. So if you want to have proper functioning hormones, you need to stay away from soy. You need to stay away from anything that says hydrolyzed, because you are putting stress on the liver. The liver is going to have to work harder to produce enzymes to break this down. And then you are wiping out your enzymes. You're putting your body at enzyme deficit. And then it starts interfering with the hormones.
Okay, so for people who, for whatever reason, might not understand the difference between the good and bad cholesterol, could you just remind everyone the difference?
Okay, so the good cholesterol is the HDL. When they look at their test, it says HDL. And then you also have the quote-unquote bad cholesterol, which is the LDL. And then you also have homocysteine. Homocysteine is something that is rarely talked about. And we always focus on bad cholesterol, LDL, LDL, LDL. What we need to focus on is the homocysteine level. We need to focus on the HDL, good cholesterol, and we need to focus on the homocysteine level. And the whole homocysteine level, homocysteine is a protein, and this is what destroys the heart. Again, it's connected to the liver.
Wow. Master organ, isn't it?
Yes, it is the master organ. The liver means to live. If you do not have a healthy liver, it will create a cascade of disease. You're going to start off with one disease, and because you're not fixing the liver, which is the root cause, then that dysfunction start creating other dysfunctions in the body.
Okay.
So by addressing the root cause of the problem, which is the liver, then it's going to be easier to fix the other problems that is going on in the body. Because the liver supports every single organ, every single gland inside, in the body. Even the eye is connected to the liver. Eye problem is also a liver problem. Bone problem is also a liver problem. We see a lot of people walking around with osteoporosis. It stems from the liver. And we could continue with a whole other list of diseases that stems from the liver that people are not addressing. Therefore, it's very imperative that people come to the talk to learn about all the different things and the functions that the liver performs so that they can assist their body to reverse the conditions that they currently have.
Well, no, you're sharing a lot of good information, and I think that it does provide good motivation, certainly for myself, to take seriously what you're talking about and to motivate people to participate in your event or to otherwise contact you for some assistance with their own health. And I'm looking at a beautiful flyer with a cute little liver with a temperature with a thermometer in his mouth. And it says, we need to love our livers. Transform your health for 2018. The key to unlocking optimal health. The gateway to restore and maintain youthfulness. The window to longevity. The answer to reversing all diseases. And all dis-ease and a free biological age check. You're going to be doing this at your event.
Yes, I will be doing a free biological age check. And the reason why this is important for this talk is simply because a lot of us, our physical body is aging. You could be 25 and your organ is functioning as a 50-year-old and you don't even know it. By getting a biological age check, you will pretty much see at what age your organ, your body is operating. You are as old as your arteries. And what the biological age check it does, it looks at the stiffness of your arteries. There's a lot of people who would just get a stroke and don't even have high blood pressure. By you getting a biological age check, it will check the stiffness of your arteries, and it will tell you the age of your arteries. You are as old as the age of your arteries.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Absolutely. So to remind people, the special event with Dr. Nawani is Sunday, January 21st, 2018, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Jamaica Market, the Harvest Room. And, of course, this is Jamaica, Queens. 90-40-160 160th Street, Jamaica, New York, 11432. And you can get your tickets on Eventbrite. And it's not expensive. It's just, it looks like a $20.
$20.
And so that's very reasonable. So give out again, so people can go to Eventbrite and search either your name, Dr. Nawani, N-U-A-N-I. Is that the name they should search?
Yes. Or they should look for Dr. Witty, W-I, T as in Tom, Y as in yes. And they could look for The Untold Truth About the Liver.
Okay. And what is the number you gave out again?
470-363-0288. Again, the number is 470-363-0288.
Okay, excellent. So people can get in touch with you. I did also, before we finish this segment, wanted to touch on also on your flyer, you speak about indigenous healing. So can you tell us a little something about your work with indigenous healing?
Well, I am an indigenous person. I am from the Garifuna tribe in Central America, and we look at diseases from four different dimensions. I look at disease as an indigenous person. I look at disease spiritually, physically, emotionally, and the place and space that you live. And a lot of people don't understand that the apartment that you live could affect your health. There could be negative energy that is there that can pretty much change the dynamic of the way you think as well as your health. The emotional part affects your health. The spiritual part affects your health. And all of this affects the physical body. So indigenous healing, diseases are looked upon. Diseases are assessed by four different dimensions. It's not just assessed by someone physically. It's assessed by those four dimensions because without looking at those four dimensions, you cannot make the person whole again. When we were created, the first thing that came through was the spiritual. You have the physical and you have the emotional, and then you have a place to live. So if those four components are not addressed, you cannot be whole. So that's what indigenous healing is about. addressing diseases from four different dimensions.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to be offering this perspective at your event as well?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And if you're working with someone in a private session, and you know, some people prefer that kind of approach and that kind of focus on their life, how do you direct a person into these four dimensions so that they can begin to even look at themselves that way, and how do they apply that way of thinking to how they're functioning in the world?
Well, what I always explain to every single one of my clients when I do an assessment, I also check them energetically, and this is how I'm able to pick up the emotions that they are carrying, and show them how these various emotions affect different organs. For example, if I'm picking up an energy of confusion, it's usually located in the adrenal gland. And the adrenal gland is one of the gas pedal, just like the thyroid gland. You will find a lot of these people will have belly fat. You will find a lot of them have high blood pressure. You will find a lot of them have diabetes as well. So I explain to the client that these emotions has to be addressed, because even if we address the physical and the emotional component is not addressed, then it will defeat the purpose. And then when it comes to the spiritual part, I will check to see if the person has any, I know it could be creepy talking about it to certain individuals, attachments. We call it in the spirit world, spiritual attachments. For example, when I'm dealing with patients who are schizophrenic, that is a spiritual attachment. You could take all the medication you want. It is a spiritual attachment that the person has. For that reason, the person is hearing and having conversations with different entities. So that needs to be addressed. So,
well, truthfully, I've gotten a lot of people call me with that issue, not knowing what to do about it, and I myself not really knowing what to do about it. I'm glad to hear that you addressed that.
Yes.
Because I think that there are plenty of people who need this kind of help. And
yes, absolutely.
Are you able
to have people who come to me with full-blown possession, whereby this kid is walking around and they don't even know that who is their mother or who is their father. That means is an entity that is controlling the body so that the person no longer know themselves. That is a full-blown possession. And so I work with patients who have full-blown possessions. That full-blown entity has to be removed in order for that person to know themselves again. You could take all the medication in the world. It's not going to work because it's an entity that is controlling the physical body.
But they can be removed.
Yes, they can be removed. And, you know, the Bible speaks about these entities. And, you know, people said, oh, we're going to go to church to deal with it. You need more than a priest to deal with these spiritual attachments, because some of them are so powerful, it could take you out. And it's so powerful to the point whereby the person don't even know themselves. They don't even know what they're doing. So it's very sad that you find a lot of people are in jail and they don't even know themselves, because it's a spirit that is controlling their physical body. They are no longer the person that we knew 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So could you distinguish, because this is a spiritual program, and I understand that there are, you know, many manner and form and dimension of beings, visible and invisible. But we also hear talk of guides and angels. I don't want people all of a sudden to be afraid if they feel that they have a spiritual guide or some positive situation in their life. Can you distinguish between those things, if you don't mind taking you?
Absolutely. With the work that I do a lot of work with Archangel Michael, Archangel, Uriel. Uriel is one of the angels because I do mass clearing with a group. We clear discordant energy off the planet. And we also clear people's homes. We clear people's cars. We clear anything, cell phones. Because, you know, these energy, they lock themselves in anything and everything you could possibly think about. So we use these special angels to help us to clear this discordant energy that is attached to the person, that is in the person's home. And these angels do a lot of wonderful things, but you have to have a relationship with them. Some people, you know, you have to have the gift to be able to communicate with them and to work with them and to use them to do this type of work, to clear discordant energy from the planet or from a person.
Okay. And I also have another controversial question. You don't have to answer it, but I've had a lot of question, real question with a question mark, just not knowing, about what's happening when people say that they are doing channeling or if they are doing readings. What are some of the dangers of someone doing that and not having really the experience to be able to do that? So
well,
I know
the
people
danger is
force
that
and
you,
then try to do it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The dangers of doing it is you can open up ports and allow entities to come through that you're unable to recognize and get rid of. So therefore, if someone is doing channeling, they need to protect themselves. They need to form a barrier of protection so that nothing can come through the physical body and attach itself.
Mm-hmm.
So people have to be extremely, extremely careful. And also people who are channeling, they have to continuously clean themselves. And they also have to clear their home as well. Like, for example, myself, whenever I do work, if I'm working with anyone, I always recommend that they get their houses clear, meaning that the energy in their home needs to be cleared. And when I do a property clearing for someone, I send the person a report. If you have a broken window, I tell you have a broken window. If you have a broken sink, if there's mold in the house, whatever is in that home, you get a detailed report on what is found in the house, including all the discarded energy, if there's stocking energy, if any of those things that are there. So when people are channeling, if they do not clear their house and there's stocking energy that is there, you can transfer the stocking energy to the person you are speaking to.
Wow.
Yes. They could transfer that poltergeist energy to the person that they are speaking to, and the person they're speaking to is not protected. So people have to be very careful who they are getting the information from, because you have to make sure that that person is protecting you, because then you are open now to other things. So people have to be very careful.
Okay. And, you know, this is a subject that people don't usually go into, but in the spiritual world, it's very, very prevalent. And I am one who has really been very hesitant to seek any kind of outside contact in that way. I feel I have my own spiritual strength. Like you said, I know the angels I work with. I know, you know, I have a relationship that I've cultivated or that I've come to understand over time since childhood. So, so I just have been very hesitant to just jump on that bandwagon. And I'm not trying to, you know, call anyone out or saying anyone doesn't know what they're doing. But from the perspective of a person who might seek out this kind of help, I think it's important for them to know these things, and the fact that you can
share
this, it gives people some sense of the depth of what you are talking about. And I do think that's a really important thing for all of us to consider. I don't generally I'm not fearful of that kind of thing. But, you know, it's good information for people to connect with, because if you are unaware is really how you can get yourself in trouble. I personally ran into a situation where I wasn't seeking any kind of connection. It was just in the normal course of business. I met a person that I was working with, and they turned out to be very, very, you know, ultimately I felt that they were, there was some kind of, it looked like multiple personalities, but ultimately I thought maybe it was some position there. But what happened is that when I found myself in some kind of minor disagreement or altercation with this person, I felt an onslaught. And then I immediately felt an entity in my field that didn't belong. And it literally took me hours to extract it. It took a very long time. It's not that easy to extract from yourself, but it took tremendous concentration,
a lot of hours.
And I was really caught off guard because, you know, I didn't expect that in an arena that had nothing to do with it. But this was something that was very real and that occurred to me. And this is why, even though some people might think of it as a taboo subject, myself, who's very well versed in spirituality, very capable, was caught unawares because it was something that was unexpected. So I think if people have just, you know, an awareness so that they can see if something is beginning to happen that they don't understand, that they really should seek help if they can't.
Yes, absolutely.
So I really appreciate this. I'm glad that you were able to take this extra time because, you're right. The depth of understanding who we are as beings is so vast, and our capacities are enormous as beings, as human beings. But I feel that we're also vulnerable because our traditions, at least our Western traditions, have kind of dumbed us down so that we're not aware of our intuition, we're not aware of our capacity. And we're kind of rendered as a society into a state in which we are controllable.
Yeah.
But the people who control us know these things, and they use these same principles through the media, through government to control us. So I just think it's something to think about, and it's something that we can come to terms with to understand what's actually still happening to all of us through the media, through movies, through music.
I would like
to
comment on that. A lot of us, you know, I tell a lot of parents, like, I don't even have a TV in my house. And it's because of the energy that is coming through the television. My son don't even watch TV because I don't have one. For that reason. A lot of parents don't understand when their children are watching the cartoon. The energy that is coming through that cartoon, the demonic forces that is coming through those cartoons. And even if you look at the subliminal messages through those cartoons, then people want to understand why their children's behaviors are changing. It's because of the attachments that is coming through. Even the music that they're listening to, there is energy associated with everything that you do.
No, I absolutely agree with that. And this is why, you know, I'm even addressing this issue because people don't understand the impact, you know, the impact of violent video games, the impact of, you know, all of these things have an impact into our capacity to function fully in this realm.
Absolutely. And what it's doing is, what it's doing is lowering our vibration. And I'm going to speak about this for like a minute or so. When we are involved in listening to these low frequency music, when we are involved in watching these cartoons and all of these murder and killing, we are lowering our frequency. We are lowering our vibration. And let me tell you what happens. Because we are engaged in these low vibration activities, we are lowering our frequencies. Now we are open to viruses. A lot of people don't know this. By lowering your frequency, now you're going to see a lot of children now are open to HIV, hepatitis, and other diseases, because these are the frequency that these diseases vibrate. If you are at the same frequency of viruses, you are going to contract that viruses if you get exposed to it. If you are not at that frequency, if you are vibrating at a higher frequency, even if you get exposed to this virus, it's going to be very difficult for you to get it, because the frequency will not allow the virus to live inside the body. And people do not understand this. So listening to those music, watching those cartoons, and watching all that crazy stuff on TV, it is lowering your frequency. It is lowering your, and by your frequency drop, your immune system will not be strong enough anymore. So your body won't be able to fight off infection. And there's a whole list of things that is involved when your frequency drops. And a lot of people do not know that this is what they're doing to themselves when they're listening and watching and engaging in type of activities. They are lowering their vibration. They are lowering their frequencies, and they're opening up themselves to different emotional and physical diseases.
I completely agree with you. I'm very much working in the field of energy. I do energy healing and Qigong myself. So I'd like to bring it back to the liver and speak for a moment on how a person's health and this whole process of healing the liver in terms of applying this principle of the vibration of the body to the healing of the liver.
Okay, repeat the question again. Sorry, I missed a part of it.
Yes, I was saying I would like to also bring this discussion back to where we started on healing the liver and speak to how a person's vibration alone or in concert with other issues can either be a detriment to the liver or heal the liver.
Okay.
Vibration,
so,
as you were saying.
Yes. So, you know, we keep reiterating that the liver is the foundation of life. Liver means to live. Without having a healthy liver means that we need to be in, we have to live at a high vibration. Living at a lower vibration, engaging in all these negative entities, engaging in all these negative behavior causes damage to the liver, because the liver has a certain frequency, and these frequencies do affect the function of the liver. The emotion affects the function of the liver. And then all the emotionals, all the day-to-day stuff that is going on in our lives also puts stresses on the liver. So therefore, it is imperative that we love our liver by taking care of the liver physically, by watching the foods that we eat and clean the liver and make sure that we have certain intake body essentials that's going to help. We're going to have certain nutrition supplements and other good stuff that we're going to put in the body so that the liver can produce the body essentials so that the body can function. And then also we want to have the right emotions so that the liver can function properly. And then also the spiritual component also needs to be addressed. And by doing all of these things, we can pretty much live healthy.
Excellent, excellent. I'm going to give out the information again. Why We Need to Love Our Livers is the name of the program. It's The Untold Truth About the Liver is the name that needs to be searched, right? The Untold Truth About the Liver. And you can search that on Eventbrite, or you can search Dr. Nuani, N-U-A-N-A, a.k.a. Dr.
N-U-A-N-I.
A-N-I, sorry.
N-U-A-N-I.
Or Dr. Witty, W-I-T-T-Y. But the event itself is Sunday, January 21st of this year, 2018, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Jamaica Market, the Harvest Room, 90-40 160th Street. and that is in Jamaica, New York, 11432. And you can book it on Eventbrite, or you can call as well. And please give out your phone number for people to call. And would this be the number if people want to see you about a session or ask another
sure.
kind of question?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 470-363-0288, 470-363-0288.
That's beautiful, and I really appreciate having this conversation with you and the fullness of it. It makes a difference to have this kind of conversation in many ways of like mind that we can connect and expand people's awareness of what it truly means to be healthy and to be whole. And I'd like to offer you, if you want to make a closing comment or statement, it would be great.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for having me on the show. And it's my pleasure to be here. And I just want to let the listeners know that this year, and it's January right now, this is the time for us to sit down and ask ourselves, how are we going to get through for 2018? How are we going to get through without your health? Your health is your wealth. If you do not have good health, you cannot be healthy. And by focusing on your liver, your body will be able to produce healthy cells. Healthy cells equals healthy self. Again, healthy cells is equivalent to healthy self. Each cell builds an organ. The organs build a system. The system builds
Excellent.
The body. So by
we
focusing on the
time.
Liver, we can have a healthy cell. Thanks. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you very much. And check out the website, prn.fm, Heart of Mind Radio, and you'll see all this detail. You can connect. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.